Yesterday, I spoke, and we spoke of the one body, three treasures, or also the Japanese phrase Itai Sanbo is sometimes translated as unified three treasures. Today, I want to explore a little bit the realized three treasures, or we could say it a little differently, the manifested three treasures. Again, the translation of the Japanese phrase Genzen Sanbo. Sanbo is three treasures. Now, many of you are aware that when Dogen went to China, it was because he had this burning question that he felt unresolved for himself. Going to China in those days by boat was taking a chance with your life. Many people didn't survive the trip one way or the other one. Dogen originally had studied and been ordained at Mount Hiei as a Tendai monk, but he felt that there was this fundamental question that wasn't taken care of for him, and the fundamental question had to do with, despite this, call it intrinsic, call it primal Buddha nature of all beings, which is what we were in a way touching on yesterday, one body, three treasures. Despite this, despite the teaching of this, he didn't understand why then all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas arouse the Bodhi mind, aspiration for awakening, and engage in practice, vigorous practice. If it's really so that our life, the life of all beings, is nothing but this universal realized way. So he went to China. In a way, this is the first time this question was raised. This is an ongoing question in Zen tradition and in East Asian Buddhism. In a sense, dynamic between intrinsic awakening and awakening in this time moment. Sometimes they talk about it in terms of formal terms of hongaku and shikaku, but we don't have to go to that. So, and as some of you are familiar, he practiced in China, sometimes in very difficult circumstances, sometimes in circumstances where he was treated as as a subordinate, as not quite an equal, because he was a foreigner, because he didn't speak Chinese very well, or maybe not at all at first. He did speak, but not well at first. And the customs were different. Nevertheless, until he resolved this matter, he stayed in China, and some of you are aware that his resolution of this is connected to hearing his teacher upbraid one of the disciples of that in Zazen you must drop off, cast off body mind, Shinjin Datsuraku, and that led him to an awakening and resolution. So when Dogen comes back to Japan, one of his first works is a work that's now titled as Bendoa. And in there he writes of the oneness of practice realization, or that practice from the beginning is in realization, or attestation, if you use that word. The Japanese phrase for those who are interested in such matters is Shusho Ito. So one sentence from that is useful as an introduction into what we'll talk about today. He says, although this inconceivable Dharma is abundant in each person, that's what we talked about yesterday, this inconceivable Dharma is abundant in each person, it is not manifested without practice, and it is not attained without realization or without attesting to it. Attesting in the sense of testifying for ourselves. I'll read that once more. Although this inconceivable Dharma is abundant in each person, it is not manifested without practice and not attained without realization. So that's Dogen's phrase. So now maybe we can look a little more at this, what we're talking about, or what I'm going to talk about a little today, this manifested or realized three treasures. Because without that, even though you might believe all sorts of things, unless we at least have a little glimmer, or even more than that, it remains something that we can't testify to for ourselves. Testify to in our own life. And that's what we do in our practice. We testify to this in our sitting, and we testify to this in our functioning. To what are we testifying? We're testifying or realizing for ourselves that from morning to night we are nothing but this functioning of the Buddha way, and that everyone we encounter are exactly this. Or we're testifying how it's not so when we discover all the ways we create difficulties for ourselves, problems for ourselves in clinging and believing all sorts of things that we attach to, all sorts of ways that we refuse to be who we are. We resist who we are, whether with fear, anxiety, and all sorts of other ways. So, in traditional terms, we say this manifested three treasures. The first is Buddha of the manifested three treasures, which means seeing for ourselves, or opening our eyes to a certain extent, or wide open, to this Dharma life that we are. That's what we refer to when we say Buddha's enlightenment. He realized, he opened the eye, his Dharma eye, his eye that sees the nature of reality. I don't mean some special eye somewhere, but the eye of this functioning of being awake. Being awake. See, that's all we're doing, is being awake to what we always are. Or ceasing to sleep. Ceasing to keep our eyes closed by holding on to all sorts of self-centered attachment. In a way, this is most ordinary, this Buddha of the realized three treasures, and yet it's not at all ordinary. See? And it's not the same as what we spoke of yesterday. It's not enough, let's say it that way, it's not enough for us to say, well, all beings are this way, so I read it, I can repeat it, all beings are Buddha nature, which is true. And yet, if we don't awake to that for ourselves, if we can't testify to that, then despite the fact that it is so, it's not so for us when push comes to shove, if I say it in that way. So you could read it in books, you could even repeat it. But if you had to go to court, if I say it in that way, and testify the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as you couldn't testify to that for yourself out of your own life, because you're really not sure of it. And the way you know, the way we know, is how we act and react when push comes to shove, if I use that kind of expression. All sorts of beings open their eyes a little bit, open their eyes wide. Throughout human history, there's all sorts of, there's Buddhas and bodhisattvas, there's beings in all sorts of traditions who see this, because this isn't something that isn't accessible to everyone and anyone, because it's who we are. See, that's where Dogen's expression, although this is present in everyone's life, is what he's saying. Let me see the phrase, this specific phrase that I quoted. Although it's abundant in each person, abundant, not only present, but abundant, it's completely encompasses and is full in our life, and yet, unless we can say it so, we keep denying it so in our thoughts, feelings, reactions, denying to ourselves. So we have to be able to not only acknowledge, but open our eyes and open our body and open our functioning in all sorts of ways to realize this for ourselves. And despite it being most ordinary, it seems extraordinary, because what we take as ordinary seems to just entangle us and lead to all sorts of difficulties. Some of you have had Jukai, and you might remember that at the end of Jukai there's a phrase, I state, when beings receive the Buddha's precepts, Jukai is receiving the precepts, they attain level of all Buddhas, they are truly children of the Buddha. In a way, that's taken as an expression of this realized. And what this realization is the nature of this life that we are. It's not some magical, out of space and time thing like anything like that. Though those kinds of phenomena occur. It's most ordinary, realizing that when you wash your face, you're wet. When you drink water, your mouth tastes. It's the ordinary functioning that we realize. And yet, we realize it in a completely different way because we open our eyes wide. That's why when we express the Buddha's realization, what the phrase that we connect is that I and all beings of the great earth have together attained the way. I and all beings of the great earth are the wisdom and the perfection of the Buddha. That's the phrase that we connect with the Buddha's awakening. That's what we connect with, realize, or manifesting of this. I think realize is better. Attesting is better. We attest not because we tell it to someone else, but we attest with our breathing in and breathing out, with our knowing what it is we are doing, being who we are. See? And that means that we therefore naturally practice this in our functioning. See? We practice this in our functioning with others. Because if we know who we are, then we know who else we encounter from morning to night. It's when we don't know who we are. And we doesn't mean me, excluded from everyone else. Notice, remember what I said. Me is you, is everyone we encounter. Then they don't make problems for me being as they are, because I and all beings of the great earth together attain the way. See? So all beings that we're with are practicing this life with me. It's not dependent on them realizing, and yet that's from their side, that is it is dependent on them, but from my side, it's not dependent on them realizing the way. Therefore, it's not them who cause problems for me, it's only my blindness and unwillingness to see who I, they, we are that cause difficulties in our life. See, we're practicing together here. So each of us are sitting with everyone else, and everyone else is supporting us in our practice. Not because they're doing anything, quote, for me, but because we are practicing together. That's what the Sangha of practicing together is. And it's not about more or less. You see more, you see less, you realize more, you realize less. Such things are extra, because from the beginning, our practice is in realization. From the first time we sit down. And yet, we have to do it for ourselves. Realize this for ourselves. Taste this for ourselves. Only if I drink from that teacup will I slake my thirst. Otherwise, I'm going to be thirsty no matter how much tea is in here. It's okay to be thirsty. Doesn't lack anything. But if I want to slake my thirst, I need to pick that teacup up. Despite the fact that we are nothing but this mind, if I use that phrase, nothing but Buddhas from morning to night, nothing but the functioning of the Dharma, unless we can make it so for ourselves, we humans have this capacity to fool ourselves. And that's the other side of practice, is the capacity to fool ourselves. I go back to caught in self-centered dream. The capacity to fool ourselves is what keeps us from being awake. And the way to be awake is not to get something extra, but to enter into the present moment as we are. And we'll discover that we are from the beginning awake. It's discovering from the beginning that when you cross your legs are being crossed. Instead of crossing our legs but thinking about what's going to happen when I'm done, or I don't know if I want to be here, or whatever. That much we miss the intrinsic nature that we are from the beginning. See, that's... So the emphasis here is about realizing or manifesting what we are. It's not getting something extra. That's why the word, whether we use a word awake, whether we use the word enlighten, whether we use the word realize, whether we use the word manifest, they all point to the fact that what this is about is not getting something extra. It's not lacking something and needing to add something. It's what it's about is not becoming more than what you have been from the beginning. But it's about for yourself, for ourself, waking up a little bit, waking up a lot, opening our eyes a slit, or opening wide. And there are, in one sense, there are degrees to what extent we open. Because we resist opening. Because habits, despite we might open a little, and then we close again. or then we forget what we've seen. We have that capacity and ability. So, and how do we share this with others? Because all we're doing from morning to night is sharing this with all the other beings who share it from the beginning. See, everyone who we encounter is someone who is practicing the way with us to the extent that they can. And yet there are those who are able to do it because they do realize a little bit that, if I use the word, forgetting the self is valuable, or giving ourselves over to being just this moment is something to be supported in each other, or clarifying where we're caught in self-centeredness nurtures us. And the truth of the matter is, we are only encountering beings who are doing this. They might know, as those in here, that they're doing this. And they might not know, as those you encounter from morning to night on public transportation, on the highways, in the supermarket, or at work, or in any... Those are all beings who are practicing to the extent that cause and effect manifests their practice opportunity. Whether they're doing it skillfully or not is a different matter. And it's up to us to practice with them. Not by telling them, oh, you need to do this, but in our encounters from morning to night. Then we're practicing the realized way. We're manifesting the three treasures of Sangha and Dharma and Buddha with them.
Copyright 2013, Eliu Genmyo Smith.